I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, 98 degrees. KSL's top story, breaking news, a defeat for voting rights. The U.S. Senate has shut down debate on legislation aimed at expanding voters' rights. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, a measure that would have allowed debate to go forward has failed in the past few minutes. Republicans like Senator Roy Blunt said states should run their own elections.
What the bill does is it creates a new boss for elections, but the new boss is the federal government.
The measure getting only 50 of the 60 votes needed to pass the final tally, 50-50. But Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, who helped spearhead the bill, tells Republicans the fight is not over.
This is not the end of the line. This is only the beginning. Because if you have your way, those voters won't just be at the end of the line. They're not going to be able to vote.
Democrats crafted the bill after restrictive voter laws were passed in at least 14 states since the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. White House COVID-19 officials admit that they won't reach the goal of getting 70% of American adults vaccinated with at least one shot by July 4th, but they say they are nearly at that goal. This, as the Delta variant, has health officials concerned for those who are unvaccinated and for areas with low vaccination rates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky urges younger Americans who may be reluctant to get vaccinated.
Nearly every death due to COVID-19 is particularly tragic because nearly every death, especially among adults due to COVID-19, is at this point entirely preventable.
The Delta variant is now responsible for 20% of the COVID cases in the U.S. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Listen to this. The median home price in the Salt Lake area is now $450,000. One local expert says this isn't a bubble waiting to pop. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
A new RE/MAX study of 35 metro areas shows other markets saw a dip or were flat for the month of May. But the principal broker of Summit Sotheby's International Realty, Thomas Wright, telling Dave Nijanovic he thinks that median price could go higher.
If it continues on this trend line and the demand that we're seeing, it could go up into the mid-high fives.
Wright says there are some key signs this is not a bubble waiting to pop. Things like interest rates not coming down, underwriting being strong, inventory at an all-time low, people not cashing out for equity, and days on the market.
So with all of those things staying where they are, there's plenty of people in the market that need to buy, that want to buy, and that are going to bite the bullet.
Wright says, however, he is sensing some buyer fatigue. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Employers in Utah are still having a tough time finding workers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson says the ongoing labor shortage could have a major impact on how companies grow.
One industry facing a huge labor shortage, trucking. And Utah Trucking Association Executive Director Rick Clasby says they can't blame that on the pandemic.
The truck driving shortage was something that was prior to COVID and has been building for decades.
Officials with Chamber West say there are 90,000 open jobs in Utah, but only 45,000 people on unemployment. Steve Plime with Chamber West says companies are boosting salaries and benefits to find these workers.
Those wages are going up, and they're going up fast.
But he says boosting salaries only works for so long because companies can only raise prices so high. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
You might have heard us talking with Congressman Blake Moore a few minutes ago about this. Thousands of new jobs are opening up with a new program coming to Hill Air Force Base. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Hill Air Force Base is getting more money from the Department of Defense for the Ground-Based Strategic Deterrent Program. It'll be based at Hill and replace the current land-based ballistic missile force. The Standard Examiner says the budget for this includes a $31 million appropriation to build a GBSD software sustainment facility at Hill near the southwest border with the city of Roy, and it should bring in as many as 4,000 jobs to the area. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall has issued a citywide ban on fireworks and burning. The ban, announced this afternoon, takes effect immediately. It's in place till further notice. Here's the mayor a little after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Today I'm announcing a citywide ban on Class C fireworks, also known as common fireworks and novelty fireworks. These are the fireworks that are most commonly sold at neighborhood fireworks stands, and they include smoke bombs and sparklers.
Yes, even sparklers. The mayor says people are also banned from starting fires for cooking or warming within the city. Facebook's new audio feature is raising a lot of questions about how the company will moderate it. ABC's Michelle Franzen has details.
Facebook is opening the door to live audio rooms this week. Engadget's Carissa Bell says it's the tech giant's answer to Clubhouse,
where essentially users can join for live conversations and, you know, talk to each other in real time.
Justin Davis is CEO and co-founder of Spectrum Labs. He says the company will have to contend with the challenges of moderating live conversations.
It's going to come with specific type of nuance and subjectivity that's really hard to identify.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 4:35. Ricky, can I thank my wife for a second?
Yes.
Thank you, Heather, for the past 17 months. I have been doing this show from home. Tomorrow, I finally return to KSL News Radio, and I'll be live from the studios. But I don't think anybody realizes that because there's a radio show going on, my wife has to sit quietly for four solid hours every afternoon. And she can't use too much TV because that'll use up the internet bandwidth and all that. And she's sat through it like a champ, and I appreciate it so much, keeping me safe that way.
What a trooper. We love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. So anyway, on the roads for everybody else, what's going on?
Well, in Utah County, we have a traffic light malfunctioning in all directions at the I-15 junction and 4th North in Payson. Plus, I'm looking at a live shot at this crash with injuries in downtown, northbound 7th East at 9th South. You do have northbound lanes blocked. You can get through, but you got to stay to the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news, and Gorilla Glue Girl is back. Stay here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.